The Czech Communist Party has slowly been regaining respectability in recent years. It is the third biggest force in the Chamber of Deputies with around 15% voter support. But while the communists seem to be going strong, the party's youth wing could soon find itself outlawed. What's more, the Union of Communist Youth say they are prepared to ignore any ban and continue illegally. Ian Willoughby reports.
Thank you, Daniela. Well, over the last year or so, we've heard a lot about Zrušme komunisti, a campaign to ban the Communist Party led by a small number of right-leaning senators. And the issue of whether the party should have been outlawed immediately after the Velvet Revolution still crops up from time to time. But now it appears the Communist Party's youth wing is going to be banned. That's because the Union of Communist Youth's policy program calls for violent revolution. Capitalism can't be reformed, they say. It must be overthrown by the working masses. And that's language which seems to be too much for the Interior Ministry. It's threatening to remove the party's license, effectively banning it, on the technical grounds that the Union of Communist Youth is actually registered as a civic association, not a political party. But the young communists, who have around 500 members, say there's no way they'll consider changing their policies. In fact, they are perfectly prepared to carry on illegally. The group's Zdeněk Štefek said in one newspaper interview on Tuesday that there were many illegal organizations in the Czech Republic, especially on the left. The only difference was that they would lose the right to apply for grants, but they don't receive any grants anyway, he says. And asks Zdeněk Štefek, why did the Interior Ministry first register the Union of Communist Youth and then find fault with its statutes? He says the proposed ban is politically motivated and could be the first step towards the outlawing of the Communist Party proper. Communist Party Chairman Wojciech Filip says, perhaps surprisingly, that he is unfamiliar with the youth wing's policies, but that if they do call for violent revolution, then they should change their statutes. Nevertheless, there is some overlap in membership of both groups, and the mother party is making its lawyers available to defend the Union of Communist Youth. But for now, it seems, legal help or not, the young communists are likely to find themselves on the wrong side of the law.
Thanks for that, Ian.